The 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro is less than 3 weeks away. Maria Mishta Coffey of Neskonset, Long Island, will be representing the U.S. for the second time in the track event of race walking. Christy Gerlett of WSHU's Long Island News Bureau spoke with Mishta Coffey at her hometown high school track.
Maria Mishta Coffey says race walking is widely misunderstood.
I think the word walking is probably the biggest thing that hurts us because everyone goes, well, I'm capable of walking, I can walk, or why walk when you can run?
Mishta Coffey says race walking is anything but easy. Her event is 12.4 miles, about the length of a half marathon. She says the key is to maintain strict form, stamina, and speed.
What separates race walking from running are two basic rules. One is that you maintain contact with the ground, and the other is that your knee straightens on contact as it passes underneath you.
Race walking became an Olympic event in 1904, but women weren't allowed to compete until the late 90s. No American female has ever medaled in the event. Mishta Coffey got her start at Sachem High School when she joined the track team so she could stay in shape over winter break.
As a freshman, if you don't have an event, you try everything. Tried the race walk. I was pretty good at it. They asked me if I wanted to do it, and I said sure. And one thing led to another, and I qualified for nationals, met an outside training group that I'm still a part of now, Walk USA, and found my Olympic calling.
Mishta Coffey currently holds 30 national titles and 6 American records, but wasn't able to make the top 20 at her first Olympic appearance in London 2012.
It's pretty hard to compete against people that are top in the world, that train 24/7, that make a salary doing what they do, or live in another country where they're taken care of by their government because all they have to worry about is just getting out there and training every morning.
She currently has a GoFundMe account to help raise money so her husband, sister, and family can travel to Rio to watch her race. Right now, Mishta Coffey is training an average of 80 miles a week. Besides the race itself, she's looking forward to the Olympics opening ceremony.
That's where the little girl inside of me is just like jumping for joy, because that almost is a defining moment of becoming Olympian. That's when you kind of earn your rings. That's when you're Olympian with all the other Olympians around you.
She's one of more than 500 Americans who will be competing in Rio. 37 are from New York and 7 from Connecticut.
When I go out there on race day and race, I'm not just racing for USA on my chest, but there's a big special part of Long Island that's going to be racing with me.
Mishta Coffey heads to Rio in a couple of weeks, where she hopes to make the top 20 and get her event noticed. Christy Gerlett, WSHU News.